All right, so the question is for those who didn't get it. The question is these 12 names of the presiding deities of the Supreme Lord, if we could explain at least the meaning of the words. First and foremost, they're all different forms of the same personality. They're all Chaturbhuja, four-handed. But what are the subtle differences is very intricate. And I don't find a very detailed description in the Bhagavatam. But of course, as far as the meanings of the names are concerned, we can quickly see the names. So, first is Keshava. So, Keshava has many meanings, but the prominent one is the killer of Keshi, demon, and as Krishna. So Krishna being the killer of Keshi, jisne Keshi ka vad kiya wo Keshav, he who killed Keshi, he's Keshav, like that. And the prominent meaning of Keshava as Vishnu Tattva is ka is Brahma and Isha is Shiva, and he who's the lord of even Brahma and Shiva is Keshav, Vishnu. Keshava is the first name. Second name is Narayana. As far as Vishnu is concerned, Narayana, one meaning is he who is the ultimate shelter of all the Naras, or the whole of humanity, or the living entities completely take shelter in this personality called as Narayan. The other meaning of the word Narayan for Vishnu is he who sleeps on the ocean. As far as Krishna's name is concerned, Narayana is also Krishna's name, he who floats in the ocean of rasa. Just like Vishnu sleeps on the ocean of milk, sometimes water, Krishna bases all his pastimes and he floats on the ocean of bhakti, which is also liquid. Prema is also liquid. So that is also Narayana. So Keshava, Narayana, Madhava. Madhava also has different meanings. One meaning of Madhava is the spring season. Just like the spring pleases the living entity, similarly, he who pleases his devotees is Madhava. Madhava is also the husband of the goddess of fortune, therefore, they are called as Madhava and Madhavi. Another meaning to the same word Madhava is the killer of Madhu, demon. Therefore, he is also called as Madhusudan, another name that you would encounter in these 12 names. The fourth name is Govinda. Govinda also has many meanings. Go means the senses, and Vinda means to give pleasure. So, he who gives pleasure to the senses of the living entity is Govinda. Go also means the cows. So, he who gives pleasure to the cows is Govinda. And in the same understanding, go would mean gopis, gopas, goloka, gokul, goswami, govardhan, etc. So he who gives pleasure not just to the senses and the cows, but to the whole of Goloka Vrindavan is Govinda. Then you have Vishnu. Vishnu, very similar to what we discussed for Narayan. Vishnu also means the eternal protector of the living entities. Madhusudana is described. Trivikrama or Urukrama. Krama means taking step. And Trivikrama, Vishesha Rupena Krama. V means Vishesha. So he who took three special steps, Trivikrama, or also called as Urukrama. So Urukrama means he who performs special pastimes. Krama also means activities. And here, Trivikrama, krama means step. Just like we say in Hindi also, kram ke hisab se, or according to the order, or step by step. Vikrama means special steps, and Trivikrama means three special steps that Vamandev took and displayed to the whole world the inconceivable surrender of Bali Maharaj. So, Vishnu, Madhusudana, Trivikrama, and Vamana, of course, described. Sridhara. Shrim Dharati iti Sridhara. So dhara means to hold or behold, and shri also has different meanings. One meaning of shri is wealth. As Venkateshwara or Balaji, he who holds the greatest wealth that one could possess is Sridhara. Also, Shri means Lakshmi Devi, or he who possesses or accepts the service of Lakshmi is Sridhara. Of course, for worshippers of Shri Krishna, Shri is Radha, Shri Radha. So, Krishna is Sridhara, who actually takes service or holds Srimati Radharani in his heart. Sridhara, Rishikesha. Rishika means senses, and Isha means Lord. So, Rishikesha means the Lord of our senses. Sarva upadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. Therefore, bhakti is also described as being devoid of all false designations and serving Rishikesha, the Lord of our senses, through our senses. So, we described Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, Govinda, Vishnu, Madhusudana, Trivikrama, Vamana, Sridhara, Rishikesha, Padmanabha. Padmanabha, Nabhi means the navel, and Padma means lotus-like. Krishna or Vishnu is described always with respect to lotus. Queen Kunti prays, Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, Namo Pankaja Maline, Namo Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Angraye. Pankaja means a lotus. So, Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, he who has lotus navel. There are again various interpretations for this. One, whose navel is as soft as lotus. Another interpretation is he whose navel shape is like a lotus petal. Third, he whose navel was the source for the lotus which sprung and from whom Brahma came. And that is Padmanabha. So, Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, Namo Pankaja Maline. Queen Kunti says, now I pray to he who has garland of lotus. Namo Pankaja Netraya, he whose eyes are like lotus petals. And finally, Namaste Pankajangraye. We know this name, Pankajangri, very exalted devotee in Mayapur, Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu. So, Pankaja means lotus and Angri means the lotus feet, the feet. So, Pankajangri means he who has lotus feet, and that is Sri Krishna. So, that is, so Padmanabha, and finally, Damodara. So, Damodara, as far as worshippers of Krishna are concerned, Dam means the wooden grinding mortar, and Udara means the belly. So, he who was, whose belly was bound to the wooden grinding mortar by Mother Yashoda's pure love is Damodar. Therefore, he is called as Yashoda Damodar. And because he is also bound by the love of Srimati Radharani, he is also called as Radha Damodar. And finally, Vasudev. The word Vasudev, Vasu, one meaning of the word Vasu means directions, all the 10 directions. North, south, east, west, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest, and up and down. So, all 10 directions in the 3D plane, Dev, the Lord who presides over in all these directions constantly, Andantarastha Paramana Chayantarastham, from the smallest atom to the biggest planet, he is Vasudev. Also, he is called Vasudev because he is the son of Vasudev. So, these are the 13 names for you. Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, Govinda, Vishnu, Madhusudana, Trivikrama, Vamana, Sridhara, Rishikesha, Padmanabha, Damodar and Vasudev. Hare Krishna. So, any more questions or comments? All right. So, I'll stop here. And thank you so much everyone for giving your time. And we started a little late, but we had nice 1 hour discussion. So, eagerly waiting for the start of Kartik month. And every Sunday, let's keep the nectar of Damodar Leela flowing. Shri Shri Radha Damodar Bhagavan ki jai. Yashoda Damodar ki jai. Kartik Mas Maha Mahotsav ki jai. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।